Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by the Commissioner of Insurance for the state of Louisiana, Tim Temple. He visits with us periodically, and we appreciate same. Tim, welcome to the show, and Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Happy New Year, Newell, and Happy Friday.
Absolutely. Tim, I wanted to start relative to what's going on in California. I guess you've been looking at this from afar, and obviously a lot of eerily similar things. Us hurricanes, them, the fire. Your thoughts about what you're seeing and hearing?
Yeah, you know, Newell, I mean, obviously everybody's watching the fires which continue to burn, as of today. And, one thing that people of Louisiana can certainly do with people, other U.S. citizens experience these catastrophic events is, we can sympathize and we can empathize because Mother Nature throws a lot of things at us. But, with regards to these fires, it certainly, the insurance world is looking at it. The reinsurance world is paying attention. I think the last number I saw, they're projecting somewhere between the $30 to $40 billion in preliminary damages right now. But one thing I think that listeners need to know is they're again preliminary, but it looks like it's breaking out to about 60% of that would be residential property, 30% of that. Commercial property and business interruption and other lines of business, and about 10% potentially for auto claims, vehicles that are burned up and destroyed during these fires. So, $30 to $40 billion, and again, that's preliminary, is a lot of money by any standards. But in the insurance world and the reinsurance world, it is manageable because that's what those companies are in the business to do. And so we're keeping an eye on it. Everybody keeps asking, what's this going to do to Louisiana rates? And first and foremost, it's way too early to tell. But I can tell you that the reinsurance market is very resilient. It's there's hundreds of billions of dollars of capacity in the reinsurance market. So, let's wait and see what happens before we start saying the sky's falling and focus on things that we can control, which is to mitigate against future damages. And I think you're going to see California have conversations about that. If you're going to live in an area that's prone to wildfires, then as you rebuild, you may have to rebuild with different building materials, fire resistant. You may have to do setbacks. Make sure that brush and grass is further away from your structures. Just like in Louisiana, we're starting with, we've got the fortified roof program. We elevate homes. We're doing things to mitigate damages from the perils, the risk that we have in our state. I think California is about to enter a time where they're going to start talking about that.
Interestingly, some of the same things that you cautioned us about when you restricted the manner in which insurance companies operate, bad things kind of happen. And it seems as though when you look back over the last 5 years in California, they became very more restrictive and placing mandatory requirements on insurance companies. And the response was, well, then we're out. because the risk that you're taking, you're asking me to take on, I can't charge the appropriate premium. There's no way for me to make a profit in with this landscape that you've created. And when you look into Palisades, they were saying that State Farm, as just an individual company, canceled 60 to 70% of their policies, and they're not the only one. There are many others that were right there standing with them. And, you know, they went to their FAIR plan, our citizens' plan.
Right. Yeah, and no, look, you know, and I did. I've been talking about, you know, creating that regulatory and legal environment where companies can thrive, while at the same time making sure that you protect consumers' interest. And that's a balance. If you do one, if you lean too heavy on one way, then the other person's going to get unjustly injured and vice versa. So, you know, you've got to strike a balance there. But, you know, this in California back in, I think it was 1988, they passed, it was called Proposition 3. And it was a very heavy-handed regulatory framework. And, you know, I've been reading with interest some of the comments that, you know, that you see on social media and online, and even the reporters are talking about on TV. You know, you had these $4 and $5 million homes, and their annual premium was $4,000, $5,000. I mean, you know, we have people, our fellow citizens have homes that are $200,000, and their premiums are way higher than that right now. So it created this environment where I think, you know, you had the premium didn't match the risk. And that's where we've got to talk about things again. You know, the regulation and the legislation, we're dealing with that, and we'll continue to improve that. But we've also got to make sure that we do what we can to build structures that are going to be more resilient to future events. We're always going to be threatened with hurricanes in Louisiana. We need to talk about, you know, more fortified roof, more stringent building codes, because we're not going to move. I don't want people to have to move from our state or move from the coast, but so we need to make sure that we're building homes that are more resilient, which will help make sure that the premiums are more appropriate and not outsized or more expensive than they need to be.
I think most of our states have the same, very similar, I should say, financial scheme as the way that they finance the insurance of last resort. We call it Citizens. They call it the FAIR plan. Is that fair to say?
Yes, yes. There's, I want to say there's 30, somewhere around 30, 35 states that have a similar type of structure, a market of last resort.
Yeah. And it was interesting because one of the rule changes that was made just last year in California is that for the first $1 billion of an assessment, the companies can charge back 50% to their insureds and 100% after that. When you start looking at the number of people that are on the FAIR plan there, and this highlights what you just talked about, that delicate balance. If it's too much one way or the other way, it may sound great, but you better look at the back door, right? Because the back door could be so onerous that you just can't deal with it.
Well, and that's right. And one thing, and if you, and I know you were here, you remember, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners do, after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita in Louisiana, you know, our Citizens plan was insolvent. It did not have enough money to cover claims. Just like, you know, everything I read, it looks like the California FAIR plan is probably going to be in a similar situation. So, you know, their mechanism is they can go and assess insurance companies, which then turn around and pass it back on to us. And Louisiana, the leadership at the time there, they went and they bonded. They borrowed $1 billion or just shy of $1 billion to pay claims. And then we, all of the policyholders in Louisiana, paid a small percentage of our premium policy, our policy premium, to repay that. To right. pay those bond that bond off. And, you know, even last week, you know, we at the Citizens Board meeting, they had collected enough money now on that assessment that we are not going to collect that 1.36% premium surcharge on all property policies in Louisiana starting April 1st for the rest of the bond for the next 14 months. So, There are other mechanisms. You can, you know, either you pass it down through the insurance companies, which turn around and pass that on to us as consumers, or you can bond it out over a very long, you know, 20-year period, which is what we did for Citizens back then, and pay it off in much smaller increments over a longer period of time.
Yeah. I mean, this is tragic what's going on. I mean, it just your heart goes out to them, you know, and we've been there. We know what it's like. A little bit of a difference. We had most of our homes we could salvage, right? There was water in them, but a lot of them were salvageable. I mean, there's nothing to salvage here.
And that's right. When your home completely burns down, you lose everything. I mean, there's not even a structure left to return to. And look, we certainly have folks in Louisiana that experience losing everything when their house burning, because we do have homes that are totally destroyed. But you also have homes that are partially. But this fire is devastating to so many people. But I can tell you, you know, we're looking into, you know, I'm monitoring the marketplace, and if I think that if it raises to a level that I need to start letting people know, hey, this could impact Louisiana citizens. Policy, not Louisiana citizens, but us as consumers, you'll certainly hear me start to talk about that so we can manage expectations and set realities. But we're watching it, and we're in communication with the California Department of Insurance, offering our assistance if they need it. So far, they've got they're able to manage everything, and I certainly think that they would be able to. But we nonetheless reach out and offer assistance if it's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Needed.
So, Tim, let's pivot to back home. What are we seeing in the insurance market for us?
Yeah, look, you know, as I've mentioned on your program and your listeners have heard either on this show or other outlets that, you know, we made some major property reform that was passed last year during the regular session. Some of those laws took effect throughout the year last year. Many of those laws didn't take effect until, you know, 17 days ago. So, but the bills that were passed, the laws that were enacted are making a difference. I've mentioned to you on your program, we have companies coming in. Had conversation with one recently that's almost complete with their the process, and they I anticipate they'll start writing new policies here within the next 30 days, I would imagine. And they're going to be writing in South Louisiana, and they're going to be writing not just residential property, but also commercial property. So it is going to work. And, again, I've read the news articles, and I've had the conversations with other elected officials that are extremely frustrated with the pace. But, it's never going to happen as fast as any of us want, especially people that are facing, imminent renewals. But it is working, and new companies are coming back, and companies will continue to come back. Rates—that's when people will see that downward pressure. And I speak to people every day that tell me that have a story that I was able to save money because I changed my insurance carrier. I went and got a wind mitigation survey and realized that I had discounts on my property that I wasn't aware of. I got a fortified roof either through the grant program or voluntarily, building a new construction or putting a new roof on, put one on. I mean, there's a lot of ways that people can, things that people can do to help offset these premium increases that we're in right now. And companies are going to come back. And when they do, that's when you'll see your rates go down. And let me just add, real quick, because I just saw there was just a new update on the Florida efforts there. They did their reform. It was 18 months before people started seeing, a change in the marketplace. And as of today, they have 9 new companies writing business. They have over $1 billion of new money, if you will, new capacity that is in their marketplace. 60% of the top 10 writers in Florida have expanded their writings in their state, and 40% of those have taken rate decrease. That's somewhere like over 2 million policyholders. So reform works. It takes a while. Like I said, Florida, it was 18 months before people started seeing a positive change, but it does work. And I think Louisiana citizens should expect to see something similar. I anticipate we'll be quicker because our market's smaller. So I think that the reform that we've enacted will take place sooner than the 18 months. But I'm just, again, I want people to, I don't want to go out we're not selling snake oil. I want people to understand that these reforms are real. They're going to make a difference. It's going to take time. It's not as fast as I want or any of us wants, but we are on the right path.
I had a surprising personal experience, Tim. I was with Citizens year before last, and there was a big hike. So I went back to the market. And I ended up with a Lloyd's policy, non-admitted carrier, less coverage than I had with Citizens. That came up this past October. Went back to the market. Citizens was the cheapest opportunity, and I saved myself about $4,100. And I was kind of surprised. I think Citizens is going to have an increase in 2025. I don't know if that's true. So, at my next renewal, I may be back with somebody else. But, it's just something that you have to do. But, $4,500 or $4,000 is nothing to sneeze at, right?
Not at all. That's big money. But Newell, one of the things, was that this year you renewed or last year?
October of 24.
October, okay. Well, one of the things that took place in the session last year was Senator Kirk Talbot, who is chair of Insurance Committee, he had passed legislation which became law that suspended the 10% surcharge that Citizens charges on their policies because, by law, they have to be 10% higher than that didn't take effect until January 1st. So I think that you'll see Citizens will be flat. I mean, the idea was, look, we don't want to encourage and promote people to go into Citizens because we don't want to get in a situation similar to what California, may be experiencing now. But at the same time, it was designed to try and bring some relief to policyholders while these reforms that were passed are enacted and take effect. So, you know, there is, I think, an upside to that. You know, and we the law suspended that surcharge for the next 3 years, so 25, 26, and 27. And but that's a positive for the short term to try and bring some relief to the citizens' policyholders.
Yeah, if it goes down some more, I'll be singing zippity-doo-dah.
Well, $4,500 is a lot of money, and I'm glad you were able to say that. But I would just ask your listeners to go out and, you know, look, you hear it all the time, shop your insurance. And yes, it is, it takes effort and time, and it's work. But I think it's one of those things that you benefit from by putting that effort into it.
Let's talk auto real quick. What are we seeing there?
You know, we were able to pass some reform during the last session, during the last regular session. We had one bill that was vetoed by the governor. And, you know, we're in discussions right now on what the legislation is going to look like for the upcoming session, which starts April 14th. There, you know, I would say your listeners can expect to see, you know, some of the similar battles, similar conversations. But we're trying to work with the stakeholders. You know, one of the things that I have not had the opportunity to engage in with all parties when it comes to auto reform on the property side, you know, we were able to get a lot of the, you know, the insurance company, the plaintiff attorneys, the consumer advocates, you know, adjusters, business owners, homeowners, were all able to collectively come together and agree on some of the problems that were created and find some meaningful solutions. That conversation is not taking place with regards to auto reform, and we need it. There is no reason that you should be paying, and I and everybody that's listening on this phone call should be paying the highest auto rates in the country. And it's just, we are not that much worse a risk than California or New York or Texas or Mississippi. But yet we're paying the highest auto rates. So we've got to address that. And we've had to, you know, as I've mentioned on your program, we've had the legislative hearings, I think five now. We're going to have another one probably next month or in March. But we're talking about, you know, what's referred to as cost drivers. When you have an auto claim in Louisiana, why is it so much more expensive in our state than other states? So we're having those conversations, some of them difficult, some of them contentious, but we're having those conversations to identify why a claim is more expensive in Louisiana than it is in other states, because that's what goes into the rate making. That's the biggest component of rate is the loss that they have to pay out. So until we can truly get people to acknowledge what the cost drivers are, I don't see us getting anywhere until we have those true, you know, those meaningful conversations. But I'm willing to sit down with anybody that wants to talk about what the cost drivers are and what we can do to bring those under control and rebalance how the claim system works here in Louisiana.
Yeah, people would much rather hear a comforting lie than an unpleasant truth. But the only thing that's going to move the needle is that unpleasant truth, right?
So. That's right. And you know, look, that's what we've got to have. And look, I would, in talking about an uncomfortable truth, if Louisianans deserved to pay the highest auto premiums, whether it's for your individual vehicle or for your company or commercial vehicle, if we deserved it, I would tell you that uncomfortable truth. But that's not the truth. So, you know, I am willing to tackle this because I think, you know, look, and one thing that I'm very excited and grateful of the hard work that the governor and the legislature took to address some other huge hurdles in our state. Crime, you know, criminal justice reform, education reform, the tax session, the special tax session they had to rebalance, you know, the tax structure and, you know, hopefully let people keep more money in their pockets. I mean, I think those things are huge game changers for the state. But we've got to make sure that we add and fix this insurance crisis on auto because, you know, all the savings that people are going to get, if it just keeps going to pay these premiums, then we're not really doing anything.
No, you're right.
So we need to make sure that we add insurance so that our state economy can, it's, you know, I think they've done all these good things, but we got to make sure insurance is part so we can take advantage of, I think, a phenomenal economic growth opportunity that, like I said, our governor and legislature are setting the state up to benefit from.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate your time. We know you're busy and your insight, and best of luck to you. Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, have a great weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Talk to you next time. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.